Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, as Atzal pointed out, a symbolic connection between the Parshios and Sefer Vayikra, going from Parsha Shmini, which ended off talking about halachas of kashrus, the things we're allowed to eat, going into Parshios Tazria Metzora, which largely, not exclusively, but largely deal with the halachas of the Metzora, the punishment for one who speaks Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, you know, everyone's so careful about what they put into their mouths. The Torah is teaching us, now we have to be just as careful about what we allow to come out of our mouths, and be careful with Shmiras HaLashon. Unfortunately, he pointed out, this is not always the case. When it comes to kashrus, it's a definitional halachic observance. A Jewish person is considered to be observant if they keep the laws of kosher. If they don't keep kosher, they're not religious. But a person who speaks a lot of Lashon Hara, they're religious, but they have a problem with Shmiras HaLashon. They're still religious. Lashon Hara doesn't define a person that way. And if that contradiction seems like a recent hypocrisy, the Vilna Gaon points out that even in the days of Chazal, 2,000 years ago, Chazal noted this exact same contradiction. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kufnun Hey has very cryptic language. The Gemara says, "Less the anya mikalba, the less the asir mikhazira." There is no more poor than the dog, and there is no more rich than the pig. I didn't realize on this animal farm that there were different classes of creatures. All the pigs driving around in Mercedes and the dogs are taking the bus. What does that mean? There's no more poor than the dog and no more rich than the pig. Vilna Gaon explained that pig is a representation of the Avera and Mitzvos of Kashrus, quintessential Chazer Treif. There's no more rich than the pig. Jewish people tend to give a lot of significance, a lot of kavod to the Isser of Chazer. It's very rich in our minds. It's something we heavily consider to be a definitional identity of what makes a person religious, what makes a person not religious. By contrast, Chazal and Pesachim refer to dogs as an expression of Lashon Hara, the barking, the harsh bite, the harsh bark that comes from a person using their mouth in an inappropriate way of hurting other people, of finding ways to disparage other people. That, the Gemara says, Les ta anya mikalba. There's nothing more poor than the dog. Says the Vilna Gaon, even thousands of years ago, Chazal were noting this hypocrisy, that it seems to be that the averos of Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Onas Devarim, the barking of the dog is very poor. People don't give it a lot of chashivas. They don't consider it to be a definitional value of being a firm Jew. And yet, less the asir, mechazira. When it comes to kashrus, we're all so careful about these inyanim. We have to think about why that is. Why is it? Because Lashon Hara is so commonplace, doesn't involve a serious maisa, people don't take it so seriously. We have to ask ourselves why. We have to consider the fact that it's really something definitional. We're so careful what comes into our mouths. Why are we not as careful what comes out of our mouths? The Bali Musar used to point out that at this time of year, we're so careful kashering all of our utensils for Pesach. We're figuring out whether or not these items that contained chametz throughout the year, how dare they come in contact with matzah without kashering them first? You have to kasher your dishwasher, maybe. You have to kasher your sink, maybe. You have to kasher your granite countertops, maybe. I'm not sure. People want to kasher everything. No, you're shaking your head. But everyone's so machmir, chumr the chametz. Lest the asir may chametz. Everyone is so strict. We're kashering. Nothing can possibly come into contact with chametz if you want to use it on Pesach. Bali Musar say, and how about our mouths that actually eat the matzah on Pesach, that actually eat the mar and the carbon Pesach and the afikomen and drink dalet kosos? You don't think we have to kasher our mouths before Pesach? Everything tangential to eating, we have to kasher before Pesach. From all the chametz, the se'or shebe'isa, but the actual kalim, the actual kli on our face that actually does the mitzvah of matzah and mar, we don't have to kasher that before Pesach? Of course we do. Of course we have to kasher our mouths from the chametz, from the se'or shebe'isa, from the lashon hara, from the rechilas, onas, from, we have to kasher our mouths before Pesach as well. If you really want to be free, if you really want to experience cheiros and avodas Hashem on Pesach, you have to kasher your mouth before Pesach. And this year we're so lucky. And we have Parshios Tazria and Metzora A as separate, 1 week to focus on each of them. And B, this year they're before Pesach. We have a chance to actually work on kashering our mouths before Pesach. Like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, take the excitement from Parsha Shmini about kashrus and transfer it over to Tazria and Metzora. Think about the kashrus of our words, the kashrus of our tongues. As you listen to Kriyas HaTorah of the Shabbos, and the Shabbos after that, Shabbos HaGadol. And avoda gedola we can do during this time is to think about the ways to focus on the severity of Lashon Hara and the great power and responsibility that our mouths have and the great mitzvahs we're about to do with our mouths. It's an important time to think about koshering our tongues and our mouths before Pesach.